That was when something very large moved into place, as fast as it could, but with agonizing slowness. Luke caught a strong hit of determination as the Rockhound activated its extremely powerful tractor beam and tried to catch both frigates with it. One of them slowed, stopped. The other one slowed, but not enough to keep it from its fate. Ben, Vestara, and Luke all watched, not averting their eyes at the sudden bright flash of light. Luke felt the dozens of lives aboard the frigate wink out. Some immediately, some more slowly. "What a waste," Luke said. "A useless sacrifice. All they've done is create more debris." He felt a surge of anger quickly shuddered from Vestara.
"One might expect more compassion from a Jedi," Vestara said.
"Compassion is for those who deserve it," Luke said.
"Looks like Lando was able to get one anyway,"
Ben said before Vestara could retort.
"You're right, Dad. I'm sure to the crew of that frigate, the Rockhound is the most gorgeous thing in the universe."
The Rockhound was now towing the surviving vessel away to a safe distance. It moved ponderously back toward the debris that had been fatal to the Chase Master, extended telescoping stabilizer legs, and sunk them deep into the chunk of what had once been a station, or perhaps a ship. It was hard to tell.
"Abeloth,"
said Vestara, breaking the silence.
"You think she could do this?" Luke asked.
Vestara shrugged.
"She has great power. She is very strong in the Force. But the Maw strikes me as an enormous place, so it's possible something else did this."
It was, Ben had to admit. No one knew exactly what was contained in this vast cluster. It was large enough to contain Shelter and Dala's Maw colony, where she had hidden for many years rebuilding her fleet. Neither organization had had a breadth of knowledge about the other. Ben was not a big believer in coincidence.
"A pity,"
Vestara continued,
"that we lost the option to explore the station more."
"I feel pity not for us, but for those beings who were destroyed," Luke said quietly. "It's impossible to calculate how many lives were lost in this incident."
Lando's Rockhound continued to clear a path through the debris. It was slow but steady, and after just a few moments, Luke felt it was safe to begin moving forward.
"I wonder how long it will take to clear the debris field," Vestara said. "My people are impatient."
Luke glanced over at her and wordlessly pointed at the wreckage of the Chase Master frigate. Vestara fell silent.